Governors Doug Ducey of Arizona and Claudia Pavlovich of Sonora, Mexico, traded friendly compliments at the last meeting of the Arizona-Mexico Commission, but they've since had to confront a host of national political issues. Recently, the leaders took different positions on President Trump's threat to impose tariffs on Mexico. But just this week, they sent joint letters reaffirming the bonds between Arizona and Sonora and urging both countries to ratify the renegotiated NAFTA deal. Well, now both governors will meet next week to tout the relationship between the two states. We'll start our report with the Fronteras Desk's Murphy Woodhouse in the Hermosillo, Mexico Bureau.
Buenos dias. Gracias. It is wonderful to be back in Sonora with my good friend and partner, Governor Pavlovich.
Back in late November, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey and his counterpart, Sonoran Governor Claudia Pavlovich, sat side by side during the annual Arizona-Mexico Commission meeting in Hermosillo.
Welcome again, Governor Ducey, my good friend.
They touted the strength of the trade relationship between the states, with a special focus on agriculture.
We are on the forefront of food safety and security in North America, with billions of pounds of produce crossing our border each year.
But a lot has happened since that meeting. President Donald Trump has threatened to shut down the border on several occasions and declared a national emergency to get additional border wall funding. All of that sent shockwaves through the border region, where many businesses depend on cross-border commerce. In late May, Trump threatened to impose steadily increasing tariffs on Mexican imports if the country didn't do more to curb U.S.-bound Central American migrants. In response, Ducey tweeted that, while he opposes tariffs, he prioritizes, quote, national security and a solution to our humanitarian crisis at the border above commerce. Pavlovich released a video stating her backing of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's efforts to avoid the tariffs. She said national interests like jobs and investments were at risk. Neither governor did an interview for this story.
The last time they were hurt in this fashion, at least Sonorans, insulted by an Arizona governor, was Governor Brewer.
Marco Lopez, who was appointed executive director of the Arizona-Mexico Commission by Democratic Governor Janet Napolitano in 2004, says Ducey's initial response to the tariff threat came as a shock to some.
This governor had done a great job of erasing and healing those wounds to then just literally peel the scab in a matter of seconds.
But Gerardo Vasquez, who represents export manufacturers in Sonora, was not troubled by Ducey's response.
Creo que es atinado lo que dice el gobernador Ducey.
He thinks Ducey is right that security is a priority and that Mexico does need to do more to control the migrants crossing its territory. His response may have added a little stress, but Vasquez saw it as a political statement, not as a signal of dramatic change. There can be disagreements, but in no way do they destroy a long-standing relationship that is in everyone's interest, he says. Here's Matthew Casey in Arizona.
Just across the line in southern Arizona, the goal has always been to not let big-picture politics affect the relationship with Mexico, says Guillermo Valencia, chairman of the Nogales Port Authority.
I think that the relationship continues to be strong.
The Port Authority is a sponsor of the upcoming Arizona-Mexico Commission Summit, and Valencia says the goodwill that Ducey and Pavlovich have built is stronger than recent rhetoric. Polarizing politics could reach a point where they affect the governor's bond, Valencia says. Still, he doesn't think that's even close to happening. But if things continue...
I think that's always something to think about. It concerns us. But I think that's more of a footnote.
Ducey and Pavlovich share two traits, says Glenn Hammer, head of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
They're both very detail and results oriented.
Hammer points to progress on issues like tourism, transportation, mining, and water as evidence the Arizona-Mexico Commission is at its highest point ever. There's nothing wrong with governors having different views, he says.
You know, it's easy to get lost in Twitterville and tweets and statements. I would focus on what actually gets done.
The next chance for Ducey and Pavlovich to work together comes next week at the Arizona-Mexico Commission's 60th Anniversary Summit. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.